Well, the president talked about Ukraine yesterday in a press conference, but today the White House and the Pentagon are being pressed on whether the U.S. has a strategy to deal with the militant group ISIS in Syria. Yesterday, the president said there was no strategy yet. Today, CNN's Barbara Starr questioned Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby.
Why should ISIS think you're anything but not ready to deal with them?
I think that anybody who has any knowledge of the United States military knows that we're ready. We're ready all the time. That doesn't necessarily mean that the planning process is complete or that decisions to do anything have been made.
And here's the comment that sparked that exchange today. Yesterday, President Obama was asked if he planned to consult Congress on Syria. He said yes, then added,
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet. I think what I've seen in some of the news reports suggests that folks are getting a little further ahead of where we're at than we currently are.
ABC News political director Rick Klein is with us from Washington. And Rick, you joined those who've called the president's words a gaffe. But the White House scrambled to respond yesterday and took questions today just before the Pentagon did. What are they saying?
They're saying they stand by the gist of what he was saying, which is that they don't have a particular strategy decided on yet with regard to ISIS in Syria. But they do point out that they have a strategy when it comes to ISIS in Iraq and that they're working on more than that. But even today, the press secretary, Josh Earnest, seemed to confuse them at one point, saying the president has authorized a military action in Syria. Wait, I mean Iraq. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just further confusing the issue. And I think sending a bad signal to both the president's enemies, who are ready to pounce on any kind of sign of weakness in his decision-making, as well as his allies, who in some of the liberal voices we've heard have said the problem is we don't have a broader strategy. It's just airstrikes. So there's a lot of concern out there among everyone on both sides of the political spectrum.
Well, there are some outliers that may say this may be part of a plan. We'll get to that in a second. But first, those who agree. A Republican political strategist, Karl Rove, said he was appalled. And here's House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Rogers, the Republican from Michigan, speaking to CNN's Wolf Blitzer.
To have a press conference to say we don't have a strategy was really shocking, given the severity of the threat. That's what's so concerning to me.
Yeah. But as you said, some things got conflated. And Josh Earnest saying yesterday, as press secretary, that the president was answering a specific question.
He was referring to military options for striking ISIL in Syria. Those options are still being developed by the Pentagon. They obviously have spent a lot of time working on this, and they're still working through it. It's the subject of some discussion in the Situation Room at the White House right now.
But Rick Klein, what about those, I mentioned the outliers, those saying that President Obama might be sending a message to ISIS, that he might be maybe trying to throw them off?
I think there's two possible messages. One is to Congress. He's got a lot of folks, including friends in Congress, who are chomping at the bit to vote on something, to see something before them. So he was trying to tell them to hold off. He did so, I think, rather inartfully. But I do think if you want to believe a charitable thing around what I firmly believe was a gaffe, and I think the reaction shows that, mm-hmm. then I think you can say yes. Then signaling a strategy and saying that you even have a strategy may be something that helps the enemy. So we'll see how that plays out. The president's going to be doing some fundraising tonight. We're going into the long weekend, and clearly that's a soundbite that the White House would rather not have out there, in my view.
Well, meanwhile, if there's not a strategy, it's being said that it's because there's so much debate within the White House. What's the debate?
The debate is whether there has to be quick action right now, whether you can defeat ISIS without defeating them militarily in Syria. We've seen some breaks around that. We've seen some public suggestions. And I think the president didn't really answer that question directly yesterday, whether you can defeat ISIS if you don't defeat them in Syria. On one level, look, ISIS, the S in ISIS stands for Syria. We know that they're in Syria, so it seems obvious. But obviously, equally obvious, it's very complicated in Syria. Are you helping in some way the Assad regime if you're going in there and bombing? Do you have to commit at some level ground forces, even as just advance for air forces? So it's a lot more complicated than just going in and saying, well, we have to beat the other guys.
Well, and some people are pointing that out. They're recalling that last September, the president was consulting with Congress over strikes in Syria against the regime of President Assad, over Assad's use of chemical weapons. The president decided he didn't have support. Then he called off the strikes. That turn of events led to the deal that in the end succeeded in removing all the chemical weapons that are known from the Syrian government. And some are saying today that if Obama had bombed Assad's regime then, he might have helped pave the way for ISIS to be running the country today.
Yeah, it's sort of dizzying to think about the possibilities, but it was almost exactly a year ago that the president threw up his hands and said, I want to go to Congress with this question. Ultimately, the votes weren't there. And whether that was an act of reality, seeing reality, or if it was actually a savvy political move to say, hey, Congress, you take this because I know that you can't deal with it any more easily than I can. Whatever it is, you're right. I mean, it's the Middle East. You have these complicated cross currents. You have some regimes that you're with one day and against the next day. But you want to make sure that even in defeating ISIS, you're not adding to further regional instability.
You're trying to guess what the unintended consequences might be. Rick Klein, before we let you go, the president wore a tan suit yesterday. We only want to spend a couple seconds on this. The tan suit immediately got its own hashtag and Twitter handle. The Washington Post headline today is The Audacity of Taupe.
I prefer Yes, We Tan. Yes.
That was another. The White House addressed that today.
That's right. Josh Earnest came out and said, in all seriousness, the president has an important clarification. He stands by his decision to wear his summer suit. It is before Labor Day, after all.
Well, actually, there have been some serious tweets about if there is a female president, imagine what the tweets might be about what she's wearing. Rick Klein, political director of ABC News. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.